그러는데 Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter Madhya Canto Madhya Lila chapter 3 verses 2-13. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Graha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Graha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Koto Doragiya Prabhu Korijo Dahata Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So the verse 2.13, Madhya 3 Koto Duragiya Prabhu Kori Jodahata Acharya Prabodhi Kohi Kichu Mishta Bhata Koto Doragiya Prabhu Kori Jodahata Acharya Prabodhi Kohi Kichu Mishta Bhata After he had followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some distance, Advaita Acharya was petitioned by him with folded hands. The Lord spoke the following sweet words. Janani Prabhodi Koro Bhakta Samadhan Tumi Byagra Hoile Koro Narohibe Pran Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Please pacify all the devotees and my mother. If you become agitated, no one will be able to continue to exist. Vyagra hoile. Vyagra, Viagra. Actually means tiger here. I think it's similar when it becomes agitated. Etaboli Prabhu Tare Nkore Alingan. Nivritti koriya koilo swachanda gaman. Saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaita Acharya and stopped him from following any further. Then, without anxiety, he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. 2.16. Ganga tire tire Prabhu chari janasate. Niladre chalila prabhu chatra bhoga pate. The Lord, with the four other persons, went along the banks of the Ganga through the path of Chatrabhog toward Niladri Jagannath Purport. In the southern section of the Eastern Railway, in the district of 24 Parganas, in a station named Magrahata, If one goes to the south, eastern side of that station for some 14 miles, there's a place called Jayanagara. About 6 miles south of the Jayanagara station is a village named Chatrabhog. Sometimes this village is called Kari. In this village is a deity of Lord Shiva known as Vajurakanath. A festival takes place there every year during the month of Chaitra, March, April. The festival is known as Nanda Mela. At the present moment, the Ganga does not flow there. On the same railway line is another station, known as Baroipur. Near the station is another place called Atishara, Formerly, this village was also situated on the banks of the Ganga. One can go from this village to Panihati and from there to Varahanagara, north of Calcutta. In those days, the Ganga flowed to the south of Calcutta through Kaligat, which is still known as Adi Ganga. From Baroipur, the Ganga branched out and flowed through Diamond Harbor near the Mathurapur police station. It is to be noted that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through all these places on his way to Jagannath Puri. 217. Chaitanya Mangale Prabhura Niladri Gaman Vistari Varni Yachena Dasa Vrindavan. In his book known as Chaitanya Mangala or Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described the Lord's passage to Jagannath Puri. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati states that while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Bengal, he passed through Akishara Gram, Braha Gram, and Chakrabhog. He then reached the Orissa province, where he passed through Prayag Ghat, Suvarnarekha River, Ramuna, Yajapur, where he bathed at the Das Asamedha Ghat on the Vaitarani River, Katak, where the Mahanadi River flows, Bhuvaneshwar, where there is a big lake known as Bindu Sarovara, Kamalapur, Atharanala. In this way, passing through all these other places, he reached Jagannath Puri. Advaita Grihe Prabhur Bilasa Shune Jejan Achire Milai Tare Krishna Premadhan. If one hears the activities of the Lord at the house of Advaita Acharya, he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. 219. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jarasa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Familiar shloka. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end Bhaktivinoda purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 3rd chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya, his acceptance of the sannyas order and observation of daily festivals at Advaita Acharya's house, his congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and his feasting with all the devotees. Om Ajana Kimarandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chaksunalitam Jena Tatmai Shri Gurave Namaha Puti Bachalam Pangalanga Degarin Yakipata Maham Vande Shri Guru Dinatana Chanalam Dabu Jokana Kavidato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvam Bharo Dvijabharo Dhyuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Pirakala Kuru Navataro Srikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sabhrutaya Sabhutaya Sakurataya Te Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemaba Dibya Chavisundaraya Tasmaya Maha Premara Sapadaya Chaitanya Tandraya Namo Namaste Anarpita Chirinchara Kurunavatina Kalao Samarpaitu Manatotra Samsa Bhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dhyuti Kadamba Sandipataha Sadaridya Kandare Spuratupa Sachinandana Vande Guru, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahori Dao Guru Dai Pushpa Vanto Chitra Shando Tamo No Dao. So, ending up this chapter, very briefly it is given what is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, as mentioned here. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had written the purports to Chaitanya Bhagavat and also to Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada has accessed. Very nice CD. Can we see the CD, please? Hold it up. Thank you. They're very absorbed. So, the... we all want to see it. It's such a good thing. So, Well, he's passing around show and tell. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had gone all over India, all over Bengal and South India, and he was very familiar with all. Sometimes it's astounding that we see that he's giving all these directions, which may have changed since those days. These were the 1920s that he went around, teens, 20s, 30s, long time ago. So it may be that if you went there, try to follow these directions, you would have to readjust your schedule or thing like that. But the point is that he was very familiar with all these things. Besides being a human walking encyclopedia, he was a map, an atlas, a walking atlas of India. Probably you could ask him anything in the world. He'd be able to answer it pretty quickly. So we find in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati have written extensive purports also, as he has here, even more extensive. And thankfully, Pundarik Vidyanidhi has arranged with Bhumipati to translate that book, which we should all take full advantage of. So, Prabhupada is referring, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is referring to those pastimes that he passed through Bengal. He went to Atisharagram and then Chhatrabhog. So when he went to these places, he met with various devotees. First of all, when he went out some distance from Nadia or from Dabadweep, he was surrounded, it says here, by four devotees, and Chaitanya Bhagavat says six devotees, so we'll compromise somebody in between. So the Jagadananda, Nityananda, like that. But Brahmananda is mentioned also, Chaitanya Mangal. He's not mentioned here so much. And Mukunda, all these devotees. So first thing he did was ask them if they had anything with them. They brought something with them. They said, no, we didn't bring anything with us. Did you bring something like to eat or something, a sleeping bag? No, they had a sleeping bag. But did they bring anything? He said, no, we didn't. And he was very happy. He said, very good, you don't need anything. Even a king's son or a king, if he goes out, or he could be sitting in his palace surrounded by a huge feast, he won't even eat, even if he has unlimited, inexhaustible facility. Someday he may get angry at one of his associates and say, man, I won't eat, I'm not going to eat. Or he'll get a fever, sick, and he won't be able to eat. And even if one has absolutely nothing, he may eat like a king. And this is exactly in line with Srimad Bhagavatam, especially when you think of the Ajagalavritti, the snake man, the fat, naked avadut that Prahlad Maharaj met with, the perfect person, he's called in the seventh canto. So that man, that avadut, nobody could tell who he had been in his previous existence. And he would just lie there, but he was very chubby, and somehow he was eating very nicely. Prahlad Maharaj couldn't understand, how is it possible that you're kind of fat, and you're lying here, you don't move anywhere, you're just like a big python. He said, well, whatever I eat, I just get. Of course, he explained the absolute truth, how the living entity is going, passing through various existences, and sometimes he's living very nicely on a silken bed, white cushions, and surrounded by all unbelievable opulence. Other times he said, I may be lying on the ground, completely neglected. People just pass me by, or they may spit at me or do anything. So this is the Paramahansa stage of this avadut is explaining. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing the example of this Paramahansa stage, completely depending on Krishna. Although he himself is the source of everything. Actually, so they came to this one devotee's house, Anantadas Pandit, and Anantadas Pandit was in amazing ecstasy. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to his house, and he fed the devotees there very nicely, and everyone crying. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was crying when he embraced Advaita Acharya. He soaked him with tears, and he was always soaked in tears. If he went into the river to bathe, and he put on new cloth, within a few minutes, he'll be soaked again, because he would be crying in ecstasy. That's how much crying. We practically, I don't think we can imagine such a thing, you know. Seems like, what? How is it possible? When Lord Chaitanya came to the one toll booth, this toll person was actually not a very nice person, but he had some respect for sannyasi, for mendicant, so he He said, so Goshai, are these men with you? Because this tax collector was working for the local zamindar king, whoever it was. He had to collect the money. So Chaitanya Prabhu said, I am nirapeksha. I have no attachment in this world. I have nothing. Although he said, the whole world is mine. He said like that. So then the soul man, the toll booth man said, okay, you don't have to pay, but these fellows have to pay. Because he said they weren't with him. He said, I don't know anybody. Actually, Lord Chaitanya didn't even, at this point, Lord Chaitanya was just going around, ha, Jagannath, ha. Where's Jagannath? Ha, Jagannath, ha, Krishna, just in ecstasy. So you can well imagine. He didn't know if it was day or night, if he was where he was going. Totally in ecstasy. So after going beyond the toll booth, he sat at a little distance, some distance, and he sat there with his head down in his knees, it describes, and he was sobbing and crying in ecstasy, and tears were just flowing everywhere. So when the toll man saw that, then he said to these devotees, he said, well, who is that? How is that? What is he? There's this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe you've heard of him. Then he saw the devotees. They were also crying in ecstasy. Actually, they were like kind of laughing and crying. They were simultaneously, they were saying, because they heard what Lord Chaitanya said, that he didn't know anybody. Nobody was his. He didn't belong to anybody. He was free. The whole world is his. And saying all these things. They were also crying in ecstasy. At the same time, they were a little bit, you know, thinking, we don't have money to get through the toll booth now. What are we going to do? It's like, imagine driving down the turnpike toward Miami. You get to the toll booth. You don't have money. You don't have a credit card. You don't have a check. You don't have anything, you know. Police come to stop, probably impound your whole car and take you away. Anyway, the toll man, seeing Lord Chaitanya, he just totally relented and let them all go through. But they also went to a certain point. Actually, when they first left Nadia, they came to a part. It's mentioned here, the different parts in general. But they came to this chapter Bhog. Is actually, in those days, there were still 100 tributaries of the Ganga flowing. Nowadays, it's not flowing. It's covered over. Things, Ganga's changing. And at that place, also, there was a Ramchandra Khan. I don't think it's the same Ramchandra Khan. Tried to hoodwink Haridas Thakur and have him arrested. He couldn't be, because this man was very pious. Although he was the military leader, he was practically the king, or he was the governor of this area. And this area was, at this area there was a demilitarized zone, you could call it. They call these places demilitarized, but actually, if you go into the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, for instance, you'll be killed immediately, or between, you know, in Kashmir, one of these places. It's the most dangerous place. They call it demilitarized because no one goes there, because it's full of mines, and you'll just die somehow, or you're not going to make it through. So they had a similar place there on the border of Orissa, and it was the Muslims, kings, Hussein Shah and his subordinates, they were controlling it. Plus, there's all these dacoits and demons, and heavy duty, very scary. So Ramchandra Khan said to Chaitanya Prabhu, if you go there by this road, no one can, your men will be killed. I don't know about, he said, because they would keep these sharply pointed spears hidden just below the earth's surface, just as now Bhaktisiddhanta describes it. Like nowadays they have mines, they have submarines but in those days they have, of course now they have similar things. I think in the jungle spears, they had that in Vietnam. But they had it in those days, very sharp, and they put a loose earth over it. So if you stepped on it, you'd be in great difficulty. They didn't have special boots in those days. If you stepped on that, you'd be... So he said, you can't go that way. It's impossible. So he arranged a boat. So when the boatman came at night, the boatman was very fearful. He didn't want to go that way at all. There's no way in the world. But he thought, Ramachandra Khan will kill me if I don't go, so I have to go. But then he said, he warned all of the devotees on the boat. He said, don't make one sound. There's pirates, dacoits everywhere. He said, and even if we get off the boat, there's tigers. This is like southern Bengal, and there's a Sundarban area. Still there's tigers there or something. He said, there's so many tigers, and if we happen to fall in the water, the crocodiles will eat us. You know, he was like practically crying. Don't make any noise. He was begging them, pleading, please don't make noise. Don't do anything. Because he knew they might chant or do something. So Lord Chaitanya was like laughing at him and saying, don't you know the Sudarshan is protecting us? He was watching. The Sudarshan is a combination of Indra, Brahma, Shiva. Is the eye of the Lord. He was quoting all these verses from the ninth canon and other shastras. But the boatman was like, no, don't even talk. He was completely freaked out. So at one point, Lord Chaitanya just got up and started roaring in the middle of the night, chanting, Hari Bol! And he started a big kirtan. The boatman was like, he practically died, a heart attack, he couldn't believe it. Somehow they made it through to Orissa. When they were going in Orissa, got out the boat, things were a little more peaceful then. After some time, they got to that river, which is now called the Bunga River, Dunda Bungi Nada, that's what it is. Where Lord Nityananda broke the danda, because generally, although Lord Chaitanya would carry his danda, he had an ekadanda, just a bamboo rod. One, he took the sannyas as a mayavad, so he had one stick. There's a very big controversial, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta describes the difference between the ekadanda and the tree danda, and various things that he made, very esoteric histories, and the philosophy behind both. So those who don't take a danda, he discusses Rupa and Sanatan, how they didn't carry dandas, and why he reintroduced the tree danda, and how the Buddhists don't accept the tree danda, or the Mayavadis, they accept only Eka danda. Anyway, Chaitanya Prabhu had the Eka danda. So once in a while, when he would go begging, he would give it to Jagadananda Pandit. And so Jagannatha Pandit had danda. Lord Chaitanya went out begging. He went bathing in the river. When he came, and then he was sitting there with his danda, Jagannatha. And Nityananda said, "What's with the danda?" He said, "I'm just holding danda." So he took the danda, and then he just broke it. Oh, he broke it in three pieces and made it into a tree danda. Tree dandi. He was thinking. Nityananda's thought process was, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God, and he's in everyone's heart. He's maintaining everyone. Why should he go out of his way and carry a danda, carry something? Why this danda should be so offensive as to be carried by my Lord? I don't like that idea. So he just boom, 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 just broke it. Apparently, it's not that easy to break this danda. It's kind of thick, and he just broke it very easily, and he just threw it in the lap of Jagadananda Pandit. So when Lord Chaitanya came out of the river, he looked at the river and said, "What happened to my danda?" He said, what happened? He said, he broke it. Nityananda broke the danda, So Lord Chaitanya looked at me and I said, "Why did you break my danda? Don't you know that the danda is the embodiment of all the demigods, all religious principles, and you broke the danda?" Lord Nityananda said, "You can do whatever you want to me, punish me if you think it's sinful, but it's just a useless bamboo rod anyway." So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going by myself." He exhibited anger. Lord Chaitanya exhibits these things. He exhibited this. Everywhere he went, he would exhibit Shubha Drishti, Kripa Drishti is described, and always assuring the devotees everything will be taken care of. And it always was. He was Shubha Drishti Pat. He's giving his merciful glance to everyone. Unless one was a very, very sinful, he could easily accept the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he went to the various householders, they were astounded. When you come, imagine Lord Chaitanya comes to your door begging. You never heard of him, and he comes there. And you're just... So they would give it whatever they could, rice. So there was no lack of anything. So Lord Chaitanya is always showing this Paramahansa stage, completely dependent on Krishna. Although he himself is Krishna. Krishna, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes hundreds of verses. And every purport he's got verses. We know in one purport, about Vishnupriya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta quotes about 30, 40 verses. He says, this was actually the longest one, I mean, Pundarik's not here, but I'm pretty sure it's the longest purport that he gave in Chaitanya Bhagavat about Vishnupriya when she, or Lakshmipriya, when she left her body, that Lord Chaitanya declared her body was completely spiritual. And Bhakti Siddhanta just emphasizes it. He said, here are some verses to make this point. Some verses means he quoted like 20, 30 verses. And that was only some verses. So we can well imagine that in order to write these purports, he wasn't like poring over books. He was just ripping these verses off, you know, one after another, you know, from various Puranas and Pancharatras and this everywhere. Things that we could never access. And for every point, he's got verses. So he has so many verses describing the Sudarshan Chakra, describing the Paramahansa stage. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya went on by himself. And then we, practically from there on a little bit, you can get more detail in Chaitanya Charita how when he came to Puri, he fainted in front of Lord Jagannath. And they thought he was practically dead. The Chokidars were going to throw him out, just pick him up and throw him out until Sarvabhauma came. Although the whole story of Sarvabhauma is given differently by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we're actually going to come up. These are just a summary, actually. This is not even, we haven't even gotten to the details. This whole area of Majalila is a summary. Later on, more details given of all these pastimes. And, of course, this Krishna's Kaviraj, he's always giving full respect to the previous acharyas, Rupa Raghunatha Parijal Ash. Chaitanya Charita, Kohe Krishna Das. And here also, he's again praising Vrindavan Das. Even Vrindavan Das doesn't give all the details. He says later on it will be described in more detail. And he's predicting that Krishna's Kaviraj will come along and give details. So we just read through. Here's a benediction here, this verse. If one hears the activities of the Lord at the house of Advaita Acharya, he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. Advaita grihe prabhur bilashune jay jan. Achire, that means, chire means a long time. And achire means very soon. It won't take a long time. Achire milai. Milai means to meet. Achire milai tar Krishna premadan. Easy shloka to know, Krishna Prema Dan. Many of these shlokas, they end like that, Krishna Prema Dan. You'll get Krishna Prema Dan. Because this is the actual Dan wealth that we're after. Niskinchana Sha Bhagavan Bhajanan Mukhash. Those who are Niskinchana, who have nothing, they are the actual persons who can attain real wealth. Prema Ratana Dana, Hela Harainu. In his song, Narottam Das is describing that if you give up the prema ratana dana, this dana of prema, the jewel ratna, prema ratana dana helai, I threw it away, I neglected it. Therefore, I'm absorbed in maya. I wasn't absorbed in this harinam. Narottam Das is lamenting like that. Gorapahu nabhajiya mainu. I didn't worship these two lords, Gorapahu. Nityananda, Gora, especially Gora in the song, he's saying, therefore, I satsang, I've taken the satsanga tyagi, given up association of the sat, the devotees, and I become absorbed in this atsanga, a satsanga, because it's very easy to become absorbed in this material energy at any time. Our only shelter is really as it's to hear these activities of the Lord with his devotees and the ecstasy, how he was independent, but he showed this example of the pure devotee Paramahansa, that he was totally dependent on Krishna, although he himself is Krishna. He is the one who is providing all these grains. He's going around begging grains. Actually, he's the source. His name is Vishvambar. Vishvambaro Dvijabaro Yugadharma Palo. He's protecting the religious principles for this Kali Yuga. Yuga Dharma Palo. Palo means he's the protector of the religious principles in this age. So he has no business going around begging, but he's showing the example. At the same time, he's not an impersonalist Mayavadi. Rather, he's in pure ecstasy. He is showing the supreme understanding of Ashraya and Vigraha. The Ashraya as the devotee, and the Vishaya, the subject, which is Krishna. He's showing that there's a difference. He's interacting with his devotees. Pancha tattva eko vastu nahi kichube. Although there's five of them, and in this case we see that Nityananda is there, but the devotees are also, they're represented by Shivas Thakur, but he is maybe the supreme pure devotee. But they're all, Jagadananda, Mukund, they're all pure devotees in relation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or else, why are they there with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is, even the toll collector, whoever saw the Lord, he attained the supreme wealth of existence. Just like Lord Chaitanya said, he told the Dvaita, you go back there and pacify the devotees, or they won't be able to even exist. They won't maintain their life. Pranara narakiboara. Pure devotees are always in this mood. Prananaraka, I cannot, as Bhaktivinoda says, prananarakiboara. I cannot maintain my pran, my life, unless I take shelter of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of our acharyas like this, in this line. So many details are given in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it's worth reading it, and it's recommended here. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami, in the 8th chapter of the Adi Lila, and a few other places, he said, Are Mudhalo, all you fools, you have to read, hear, Shuno, he says, hear this Chaitanya Mango. We heard about Panihati. If you ever go to the Panihati festival, you see everyone is reciting Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, groups of people, and they're, you know. At the time I went there, I think it was 77 or 70, I think probably it was still here, 78 or 7, but it was blazing hot. I drove there, I nearly died in the van, but when we got there, it was about 130 degrees. People were in the Ganga, and even the Ganga was warm, the water was warm, but everybody was just in ecstasy. They're all hearing and chanting these pastimes. You can feel it, feel the energy is wonderful there. People are so absorbed in this pastime. Especially they're reading that pastime of Raghunath Das, how he fed everyone at the time. So all these places are there. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his song, a Jaisabastane, Hevami, that we go into these, all these places of pilgrimage and to feel the ecstasy. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone. So this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did, and he recorded exactly how to get to all these places. And many of these places, he established the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spoke with the people, understood the philosophy. He in South India, he brought the biggest Ramanuja pundits to his temple in Mayapur, and the Madhva pundits also. He wrote books with them. He didn't consider them inferior, but they helped him write books about Lord Chaitanya as well. So wherever there was a chance, J. John Pai, the Panchatattva, or their followers, they go there and they try to enact the same mood, to create the same mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever they go, and spread love of God. Krishna Prema Dham. The only begging, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song, Jeev Krishna Das E Vishvas Kole Tor Dukha Nai, E Matra Bika Chai. The only thing I'm begging from you, is you chant Radha Krishna, Bolo Bolo, chant Hare Krishna, and follow the footsteps of Gaur Nitai, Prichi Nechi Gaur Nitai, Shikadiya Sab Nadia. They went all over Nadia, and walking, chanting, dancing, and giving love of God, pure love of God. So this is the only method of that we can take. Samsara sindhu tarane kriya hridayam yadi syat. In Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Samsara sindhu tarane hridayam yadi sankirtanam rita vise ramate manas chet. If you want to get over the samsara sindhu, this ocean of birth and death, then what do you have to do? Sankirtanam. You have, all you have to do is take part in the Sankirtana, Amrita Rasemana. It is very pleasing to the mind. And it, therefore, that way you can take shelter of the Supreme Friend. Actually, we have no other friend, also according to Prabodhana Saraswati. Banduara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bandhu, Kia, what is it? You have no other friend but me. Lord Chaitanya is saying like that. Anachyo Shodhimaya is bringing this medicine for Kali Yuga. Kali Kukura, the dog, Kali Kukura, what is that verse? He's saying, he's beating down the dog of Kali. How does he do it? With this Harinam. Harinama Mahoshada Dana Param. Harinama Maho, the great medicine, Dana Param, he's giving it freely. Harinam. Udarilo. And that, wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, even in the dead of night, surrounded by dacoits, pirates, Muslim soldiers ready to kill at any moment, alligators, tigers, swords and spears stuck up in the road, he was chanting, roaring the holy name, completely showing complete freedom from this material energy, all the dangers of the material world. Going through the jungle, the tigers, kicking the tigers. Don't try this at home. So, if there's any discussions... questions? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya.